Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Right now we're going to talk high school hoops and Totino Grace in the game of the week. Last week, one of the big games of the year, number one 3A hosting number one 4A Park Center, and the Eagles got it done, and we're pleased to be joined by head coach Nick Carroll. Nick, good to visit with you, and congrats on that big win.
Really nice talking to you as well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Nick, that had to be a fun night, though. I saw some of the video. The gym was packed. And what a ball game.
Yeah, no, it was we've been really fortunate this year to have some similar environments. I don't know if any were quite as energetic as it was on Friday, but great game, and Park Center played awesome and obviously had a really good start to the game. And, you know, we were happy for our kids that they were able to finish the way that we were. But, you know, I think it was a great experience for everybody involved.
Yeah, in for a regular season game, that's pretty good. Number one 3A, number one 4A, and you took the Pirates' best shot. I've had a chance to see Park Center this year, and they really get it done on both ends of the floor. Defensively, they play with great intensity. So I'm sure, for the entire 36 minutes, it was a battle.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if there's a varsity practice in the state where you can really capture the intensity and aggression that they play with defensively. And, you know, I think that was reflected in the start that we had in, you know, getting down the way that we did at the beginning. And, you know, we were happy with the way that our guys kind of acclimated themselves. But there's no question that they play as hard as anybody in the state. You know, we give them a lot of credit for the prep that they did going into that game.
Yeah, and Braden Carrington, outstanding player for Park Center, 21. You didn't have anybody hit 21, but you had three guys in double figures. Talk about your group and the fact that night in and night out, you could almost count on getting good balance.
Yeah, you know, I think that's, and you mentioned Ioka Lee, you know, her younger brother, Johnny Lee, plays for us and is going to St. Thomas next year and is a pretty special talent. And so he's one of the guys that on a given night could go 20 plus in a hurry. Balance is definitely the name of the game for us. You know, we talk a lot to guys about just this idea of intrinsically making the right decision, the decision that's in the best interest for the group. And, as you can imagine, that takes time over the course of the year for guys to understand, you know, really what is in my wheelhouse and in the bandwidth for, you know, my skill set. But we've been really happy with the way that guys have been selfless. And, you know, I think that's reflected in the box scores for us on a night-to-night basis where, you know, whether it's Damarian Watson or Tommy Humphries or Patrick Bath or even Zaire Stewart at 14 points against Park Center, we do feel like we have, you know, six or more guys that could get it done on a night-to-night basis.
And what about opportunities to play at the next level for some of your guys?
Yeah. I mean, Tayson Chapman is obviously, you know, being courted by programs all over the country. He's only a junior. The two other juniors, Patrick Bath and Tommy Humphries, both those guys have Division I offers already. You know, time will tell to what level that ends up shaking out. You know, Damarian Watson, obviously, committed to Iowa State. We feel like they got a steal, and they did a great job recruiting him. But we feel like Damarian's going to have a chance to play at the highest level after college as well. And then Ajani Lee going to St. Thomas. You know, he had scholarship offers from Kansas and Stanford and Iowa. Ultimately decided that he wanted to stay home and be in a little bit smaller school environment. And so, you know, St. Thomas is we feel like fortunate to have him, and he's fortunate that they were excited to get him. So, I mean, in our starting lineup, we have five kids that we feel like are very likely to play at the Division I level.
Yeah, and you bring up St. Thomas and John Tower.
Yeah.
That program is a sleeping giant. I don't think there's any question about it. And we know what Ben Johnson's going to do at Minnesota. I think this is going to be a lot of fun going forward because Ben's going to get it done at Minnesota. John Tower is a terrific coach and is going to attract a lot of players. And I think being able to keep all as many of these Minnesota kids at home is going to be great going forward because, Nick, you know, night in and night out, you know, at your own practice, you got a lot of talent. But night in and night out, just alone, in the Northwest Suburban Conference, there's a lot of players.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like whether it's, you know, the low major level, the mid-major level, or the high major level, there are very few schools where you can afford to not be dominant locally recruiting and still have success. And, you know, I know obviously the Minnesota staffs, University of Minnesota staffs, have been sort of intermittently criticized for not getting some of those premier guys. I don't think you're going to have a single kid that goes through the recruiting process that can play at that level that's going to be able to say, you know, Minnesota didn't recruit me hard. And I think that's going to be true for Coach Tower as well. Yep. He's already shown a huge prioritization for recruiting in the Twin Cities. And I think, if nothing else, those fans, rest assured, will know that these local kids are getting prioritized at a high level. And I think that ends up transcending to the way that they compete for their school. And I think when you're taking pride in your local school and you see it at, you know, at Wisconsin, at the University of Iowa, you know, these kids really take great pride in playing for their school, and that ends up, you know, reflecting itself in the product that's put on the court.
So in the conference, the Northwest Suburban, a lot of good teams, but you've been able to give your team a lot of other experiences as well. You've been on the road a little bit, and that's fun. You've been to the Sanford Pentagon, which is a great gym in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then, of course, the legendary Corn Palace, the list goes on. You've been getting around the area. That's cool.
Yeah, well, and we feel like, you know, this is a special group this year. We want to have the most competitive program possible. You know, obviously for us, not having a natural feeder school, not having, you know, a middle school that's connected to the building, it's important for us to do things that are exciting for young aspiring players. And so, you know, if you're a kid that's looking to compete at a high level and do some unique things, obviously competing in a conference like Northwest Suburban is great, but then for our kids to be able to go do things like that, play a school like Corona Centennial at the Pentagon, or go back to the Corn Palace and play against, you know, a Houston high school from Memphis, to do some of those things, you know, we want to take advantage of those opportunities when we get them. And so the trade-off is that obviously we're doing a lot of back-to-backs. We're doing a lot of, you know, to take a bus 4 or 5 hours and play that night. But we feel like it's ultimately preparing our kids really well for the state tournament, which is, you know, all those guys have that week circled on their calendar as a week that they want to make sure that they're still playing. And I think that'll hopefully pay dividends once we get into March.
Nick Carroll, head coach, number 138, Totino Grace. They beat Park Center on Friday night. You bring up the back-to-backs. After that emotional win over number 1-4A Park Center on Friday night, you had a game on Saturday and ended up taking the loss. But that's part of it, isn't it?
No question, yeah. And that's obviously, you know, we want to win every night. And the Menominee Falls game, one of our starters and actually our second leading scorer, Tommy Humphreys, who's a junior, he got pretty sick the day after the Park Center game, and he ended up not playing on Saturday. And with how much energy and emotion those guys dumped into that game on Friday night, not having a kid like Tommy, who that's really his core value that he brings is flair and energy and competitiveness. We were a little bit shorthanded, and I was kind of kicking myself for doing such a tight turnaround. But you know, our kids competed their tails off, and we had the opportunity to play the top kid in the state of Wisconsin, Seth Trimble, who's going to North Carolina, and he's the top 30 kid in the country. And then they had another kid, Stephen Clay, who's a top 10 kid in Wisconsin. And just so for our kids to go into that environment like right away the next day and see that there's, you know, there's more work to be done, there's no rest for the weary, I think it just, we were able to push them to a place of discomfort where now they can go back and say, hey, we got more work to do. You know, as fun as it was to win on Friday night, there were no trophies handed out, there were no state tournament ribbons handed out that night, and we just got to keep chipping away and getting better at the stuff we need to get better at.
Yeah, and quite a week coming up for your team. Speaking of schedule, you get Osseo at home, you play Maple Grove, and then you go to Osseo. And
we actually added one. So we play Caledonia, who's the number one team in 2A, and they're undefeated. We played them on Saturday.
Wow. So, man, that is quite a week, and you continue to challenge you guys.
Yeah, well, and that's when you have the built-in schedule with the Northwest Suburban, We love it, and it's, you know, when you already know going into the season, you know, you're going to play Park Center twice, you're going to play Osseo twice, you're going to play Maple Grove, you're going to play Champlin Park, you're going to play, you know, kind of a crosstown rivalry game against Spring Lake Park twice. There's that already builds your schedule up to the point where you want it. Now you got to go out and have your non-conference games be on par with what you're doing during the season. Because if we schedule opponents that don't get us ready for those games, it's kind of fool's gold. So we've always been, you know, really frugal with the way that we put together our non-conference schedule and make sure that, you know, we're playing Hopkins or playing Wayzata or, you know, playing a Lakeville North or a De La Salle or Minnehaha Academy or whoever it is that year. We're really selective and go out and try to get the best possible games. And that's where you see some of those out-of-state matchups where we'll go travel. We just scheduled the game today for next season with Milwaukee Academy of Science, who's likely to be the number one team in the state of Wisconsin preseason, just because we want to make sure we're getting out in front of it and our guys are ready for you know, the big environments when they have them.
Oh, and that's got to be a lot of fun to go into the gym even for practice, to work with these guys and put together a schedule like that as well.
For sure, yeah. And I think the kids have grown to appreciate it. I know this is year five for us, and I know our first year, guys are kind of looking at us like, "What are you doing? Like, we want to get wins." And for us, like, we felt like that was the way to do it, because the wins that we want are in sections and state tournament time, and feel like this is the best way to prepare for it. And so, you know, for these guys every day to know that there is always another big game right around the corner, I think it just raises the level of competition and urgency in practice day to day, which, you know, we talk all the time, like those habits are ultimately what's going to carry us through.
Well, and you got a great home court advantage. I love your gym there. It's a great feel. You fill that up with people. It's got a great vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're fortunate. You know, some of these gyms, although the beautiful complexes, that they're so big that it's almost impossible to get a great high school atmosphere in them. And I think we seat, you know, in that kind of 12 to 1300 range. And so you got to get a decent number of people to fill it up, but it's not so many that, that you can't get an atmosphere in there. And it was great. You know, Friday night we've had, I think that was our fifth sellout crowd that we've had at home already this year. And, there's nothing better than for high school kids to be able to play in those environments. McKinley Wright, who's up with the Timberwolves right now, he was at our game on Friday and talked to him a little bit after, and he's talking about these are the fondest memories that I have was playing in packed high school gyms. And this is a kid who, you know, was Mr. Everything at Colorado Boulder and is now playing in the NBA. He said his best experiences were playing in packed high school gyms at Champlin Park.
Yeah, I had a chance to call many of his games on QCTV up in the northern suburbs, and I know what he speaks. I mean, I just absolutely love it. I had a chance to see your team in your gym, game on PrepSpotlight.tv. It was just absolutely incredible. Love it.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, great atmosphere. And Nick, good to visit with you. Continued success, and hopefully we can chat again down the road.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right, there he is, Nick Carroll.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.